Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's turn now to one of the GOP candidates running for the White House, Ohio Governor John Kasich. He was in Springfield yesterday and will hold a rally in Plymouth today, and he joins us now. Governor Kasich, welcome to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you. Somebody's yelling at me. I can't. What? Oh, we got to go. Okay, I'm going to hop into a car, but go ahead. And I'm here.
He's on the campaign trail, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully the cell phone line holds up. But I'm wondering, as you are in the Bay State talking to Massachusetts voters, what's your pitch to them?
Well, I have experience in terms of getting ourselves in a position of where we have job creation, wage growth. I've been a defense reformer, reform welfare. I've got experience and also success, and then turning Ohio around from a big hole to a big plus, the growth of 400,000 jobs. And, you know, I know how to solve the problems in the country. I've done it before, and I can go back and really do it again. But that's just sort of a shorthand pitch. The town halls are long, they're extensive. People ask questions. So it's about multiple things, but I guess fundamentally, you got to get the jobs going, and we got to make sure that everybody has the chance to be lifted.
Yeah. So let me ask you, I've heard you say frequently in the GOP debates themselves that one of the reasons why
those are not really a great place to get to garner information.
This is true. It's more heat than light. But I was going to ask you about a point that you made, which I thought was actually somewhat effective in the last GOP debate, which is your experience as a governor in the executive office, that being something that distinguishes you from the remaining GOP candidates there. Is that something that you feel is resonating as you continue your campaigning ahead of Super Tuesday?
Well, there's a lot of things that are resonating. The challenge for me has been that I got very little media coverage and attention for the first 6 months I was in the race until after New Hampshire. And then after New Hampshire, people got to hear my total message, and they've been responding very favorably. So it's not just one thing. It's a number of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you about a couple things regarding what you've actually done in Ohio. One of them is you were one of the Republican governors who actually expanded Medicaid through the Affordable Care Act. But I wonder, you've also said in the course of this campaign that you would, that Republicans have said through the course of the campaign that they would repeal and replace parts of the Affordable Care Act, if not the whole thing.
Right.
I wonder, what would you say to all the people in Ohio who got health care through expanded Medicaid? How would that happen?
Well, you got to understand that President Reagan expanded Medicaid 5 times. And he didn't have Obamacare in order to do it, so we would not lose it. I mean, we would keep it, and I want to send Medicaid back to the states based on the formula that serves the population that they have, and we wouldn't go backwards with that. And frankly, the governors of states have always said that if you can give me Medicaid and loosen up the rules, make sure you spend it on health care, of course. But if you loosen up the rules, I can take less money. I believe that. I know in our state, we would be in a position of being able to be a lot more creative and serve a lot more people more effectively if, in fact, we didn't have to go to Washington every time we wanted to change a rule.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have no impact.
No impact whatsoever.
No, we would, if you expanded and you had these dollars and you were treating this population, you would continue to be able to do that.
Okay. Well, so let me ask you, I've heard that you've said recently that Ohio's voting on March 15th, and that if you don't win in Ohio, you would drop out of the race. But how confident are you going into, first of all, Super Tuesday tomorrow?
Well, nobody expects anybody. I mean, I don't know how Ted Cruz is going to do in Texas, but Trump is going to do very, very well. And our game plan has always been to focus on when we're going to head north. But that doesn't mean that we aren't paying a lot of attention. I was just in Vermont. I've been to Massachusetts a number of times, and I'll be headed to Virginia tonight. And we'll accumulate some delegates, but we believe that the path forward is a path in the north, particularly. We'll head to Michigan, and then, of course, to the state of Ohio, which is winner take all. And if I'm able to win Ohio, which I expect I will, then you know, it's sort of a whole new ball game when it comes to who's going to be the nominee.
But I'm curious, Governor Kasich, why do you think, even in a state like Massachusetts, I mean, we've got a Republican governor. In this day and age, Charlie Baker seems a Republican of an increasingly rare breed, to be perfectly honest. So it's not as if the state doesn't vote for the GOP. It does. But even here in Massachusetts, where the voters ostensibly would be quite favorable to someone with like you, with your record, your experience, your brand of Republicanism, Donald Trump's still even outpolling you here amongst GOP voters.
Well, look,
Why do you think that is?
Yeah, because I was in Chicopee yesterday, and there was a guy that came into place, and he was like, I'm for Trump, you know, and because he tells it like it is. And I think people are seeing this as an opportunity to lodge a protest vote because they're frustrated with the insecurity of their jobs, with the lack of wage increases, with the fact that their kids are not seemingly able to get a job after they ring up college debt, or just generally they think, you know, politicians are putting their own interests first. And I understand that. I relate to it. I actually, you know, in some respects, I agree with them. And so, look, there are a number of voters that say, oh, I could vote for Trump, I could vote for Kasich. Just happens Trump gets more, you know. Again, though, you know, look, and remember, I'm the governor of a Midwest state. I didn't have a reality show for a number of years on the network. People didn't really know my name, and they're finally starting to hear me, hear my message. So, you know, it's a long process. But heading north, I think it'll be a different situation.
What do you think the most important thing right now is for the Republican Party, though? I mean, some people say, really, the most important thing should be to stop Donald Trump. And in order for that to happen, candidates have to say that they're not going to be in the race anymore. And they're looking at you.
Well, I don't know who they are. I mean, if there are people that want to drop out, that's great, because it would help me to consolidate quickly. And what do I think it's going to do, what you're going to do to beat Donald Trump? I think that if you want to beat him, I think you beat him on record accomplishments and vision. I don't think you beat him with insults. And, you know, look, I would never run a campaign that way where I'm personally attacking or making fun of somebody's appearance or anything like that. I just don't believe that that's worth it. I mean, you know, one has a reputation to maintain.
Yeah,
and you know, as best as you can, and it's not a reputation, you know, for the masses, but the people that care about you, that love you, they want you to raise the bar in politics. They don't want you to get down into the mud. And so I think it's vision and accomplishments, and as people understand more and more about the record as time goes on, see, there's a rush to judgment right now. There just aren't that many delegates that have been picked yet, and there'll be more after Super Tuesday, but there's still a long way to go.
Now, Governor Kasich, you just said something that I really do want to ask you about, because you talked about people wanting to raise the bar and be inspired again. And quite honestly, that is the message that we have long heard from the Republican Party. I mean, the unyielding optimism of President Reagan, the fact that President George W. Bush was a person that voters could both imagine as commander-in-chief and a guy that they could have a beer with. I mean, a sense that there was genuine hope.
You mean sort of the way that people in Ohio view me?
Perhaps. But my question is...
Well, it's not perhaps. It's true.
But then why isn't it... Why, if that's such a deep strain of what the Republican Party stood for, why is that not really working this time around?
Well, again, first of all, most people don't know me. You didn't know who I was a month ago. Or you barely knew.
Oh, I knew you.
Well, you know, most people didn't. And, is you know, because I'm laboring in the Midwest. People don't come out to the Midwest and give a lot of attention to, you know, governor of Ohio or the governor of Indiana or the governor of Pennsylvania. You don't know. You couldn't even, probably most people wouldn't have a clue to who those people are. So it's taken a while for me, and it took the breakout in New Hampshire for people to hear me. Now, I also think that it's important to recognize what I said earlier, which is this is a way for people to basically protest with Mr. Trump, an ability for them to express their frustration. You know, why are my wages going down? Is it because somebody crossed the border illegally? because they're getting welfare benefits and I'm paying for them. I mean, it's just a lot of things that have come together in people's minds to say, you know, I'm not interested right now in experience or accomplishments. The problem with that, of course, is nothing will get done at the end.
Yeah.
And the country will continue to drift because the system in Washington, even though it can be changed, you know, it doesn't come from bullying or yelling or wild ideas. You just won't get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, I hate to, if in fact this is where this whole thing goes, I'll be able to come back and unfortunately have to say I told you so. But I can. I think we have a long way to go, and the more people hear about what really is like the guy in Chicopee. If I were to sit down and talk to him about, hey, sir, look, here's how the thing works.
Yeah. Governor Kasich, it looks like your line's breaking up on us, and I'm terribly sorry about that because there were a couple more questions I wanted to ask you. But
yeah, can you hear me now? Maybe we're just going through a bad cell.
It's better now. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm saying is I think if I were able to sit down with that guy in Chicopee and actually look across at him and talk to him about how it works with wages and what the balanced budget means and all that stuff and how you get things through Washington, I have a pretty good sense I could convince him. But, you know, it's going to take time.
All right, so final two questions for you. I have been impressed by the fact that you have maintained a stance of positivity during this really tough primary season thus far. But, you know, you mentioned that perhaps people hadn't known you before this past year, but we were, you know, we've been trying to keep up with your career in Ohio for some time, and we were looking at the Akron Beacon Journal, and they were talking about the fact that the positive John Kasich isn't necessarily one that they completely recognize in Ohio. They describe you as a prickly politician who privatized education and worked to weaken unions, as well as defunding Planned Parenthood. So that's the Akron Beacon Journal talking. I'm just wondering how authentic is this real nicer, moderate, positive John Kasich that we're seeing?
Well, let me tell you, just because the Akron Beacon Journal says something, they're pretty liberal newspaper, and just because they say something doesn't make it true. Now, let's be clear. I did sign a bill that cuts off funding for Planned Parenthood, okay? But I also expanded Medicaid, which covers 300,000 people. And when they say I privatized education, I have no clue what they're even talking about. We've increased K-12 education by the highest it's ever been in the state, but I do believe in school choice. I do believe that that if a public school is failing, we don't have the right as grown-ups to ignore that and jeopardize our kids' future. I don't know what else did they say. I mean, we're also, let me tell you, in Ohio, we're up 400,000 jobs. My approval is very high. We are spending resources helping the mentally ill, the drug addicted, and the working poor. And sometimes, no matter how many times you say something, if they have it in their gut to not like you, they just don't. Mm. I mean, God bless them.
Mm. Well, finally, Governor Kasich, last question I'm asking because of what Governor Chris Christie did at the tail end of last week. If Donald Trump becomes the Republican nominee, will you support him?
Well, look, anybody who comes out of the arena, you know, who's in the arena, and, you know, it's not easy. I mean, people can sit up in the stands and have an opinion, but when you're in the arena, you have to respect the people that you're in there with. Now, I don't like a lot of what he's doing. And, you know, obviously his remarks in regard to David Duke were offensive to me. Let's see how it goes, but I am very much inclined to support the person who emerges through this process. Because if you go through the whole process, I believe you got to respect the people who were there. Now, we got a long way to go. So the question is, would Trump support me if I'm the nominee?
Good question. But you're saying you're inclined to support the person who gets through this process.
Yeah, I'm inclined to support the person who goes through the process, yes, because it's a tough process. See, you know, here's the thing that you have to understand, Jamie, and that is, it's really easy to sit up in the stands and have an opinion. You know, have an opinion about what it's like to be a radio show host. Have an opinion about what it's like to be in politics. You can have a million opinions until you actually do it, you know. And then when you do it, you kind of have a different perspective than you do when you've never done it. So, you know, I appreciate the fact that people show up for football games and sit in the stands. And look, I'm like everybody else. I'm really good at being able to tell the quarterback that he shouldn't have thrown the interception. But I'm actually not there throwing it. So, you know, it just gives you a little bit more perspective. You know what I mean? There's an old saying, you don't really understand where somebody is until you walk in their shoes.
Well, walk at least a mile, if not further, Governor Kasich.
All right, Jamie.
Well, it's Meghna, actually, that you're speaking to. Jamie is one of my great producers.
Okay.
No problem. I know you've had a busy day, and I'm probably interview number 75 you've done today. So,
it's good to talk to you, and thanks for the questions and the time, and we'll do it again sometime.
Thanks for visiting Massachusetts.
All right. Best of luck.
That's Ohio Governor John Kasich. He's in Massachusetts today, and we'll be holding a rally in Plymouth.